Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, June 16th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's our joy to share this message with you, which we titled, A Father's Example. The scripture text is just a portion from 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 9.
To offer ourselves as a model for you, so that you would follow our example.
Brooksine and I enjoy a commercial for Jif peanut butter on TV. Perhaps you've seen it if you live here in the United States. A little girl is sitting with her dad making a peanut butter sandwich. She sees the way he spreads the peanut butter and then folds the bread in half. With an inquisitive look, she asks, "Why do you fold your bread in half?" He answers, "Because that's the way my dad always did it." "That's silly," she replies, but then goes on to imitate her dad's way of preparing his peanut butter sandwich before taking a bite out of the middle of the folded bread. Her dad looks on with a smile. My dad passed away 8 years ago, but I have so many wonderful memories. He loved his wife and kids and worked hard to provide for his family. He was a great example to me in so many ways, and I even recognize more as I get older. To this day, I recall special teaching moments in which I realized he was showing his care. Although I didn't necessarily recognize this at the time, or more than likely, I took it for granted. Now, I do the same with his care. I have on the site today my favorite photo of my dad, I suppose, at least as a grandpa. He's holding Esther when she was a baby, and they both have a great smile. In our daily text, Paul is writing, along with Silas and Timothy, thus the we. I purposefully selected just a portion of the text that is at the heart of what parenting and ministry is all about. To offer ourselves as a model for you, so that you would follow our example. Today, may we all remember our God-given call to model our faith and provide an example to our children and all whom we may influence.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, only you can fully measure the depth of love we have for our children. We will do all that we can to help our children make good choices and build a solid future. But Lord, you've made them with individual personalities and wills that allow them to charter their own path as they grow into adults. Though we no longer decide for them, we ask you to lead them. Though we cannot make them follow in our ways, we can live in such a way that they want to follow in our footsteps. Though we cannot always provide for their needs, we know that you will supply all their needs. Over the years, our parental role changes in our children's lives, but our love for them is unending, and our pleading and prayer for their needs will never cease. Thank you for being the supreme example of a loving, caring father to us, your children.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer with us, Brooksine.